supporting Iraq against the revolutionary Iran. So I don't believe it is primarily sectarian. Certainly there is a minor element of, at least for the construction of the narratives, it will be used, but it is the axis of resistance vis-a-vis United States interests. And these two camps have their own supporters, and the benefit of one camp will be at the expense of the others, and this is where the Saudis and others are afraid of.
Well, I'm sorry we can't get to all the callers. Gio, I'm sorry we can't get to your question. And Ron, thank you for calling in. We are out of time, and so we will move on. I want to thank our panelists, as always, Rob Prince and Ibrahim Kazrouni. Thanks again, gentlemen, for another great job this evening and enlightening the listeners and an alternative perspective on Middle East issues. I do look forward to our next program. I would also want to thank the callers for calling in this evening. I want to thank Guy Erickson for answering the phones this evening as well. Thank you to him. And if you would like to comment on this evening's show or any show you hear at KGNU, you can always call 303-447-9911. And please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Stay tuned for the Cabaret program coming up in one moment. The time is 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Cabaret, a music show where we feature live broadcast of music performances. Tonight's show is a special treat featuring Tad Robinson, soul blues singer from Indiana. How's it going, Tad?
It's going great, Dan. Thank you for having me on. I'm in the studio here with Bob Pellegrino on guitar, and it's good to be in Colorado again. We're going to do some blues, some standard stuff, a little thing by the great James A. Lane. That's All Right. It goes something like this. Told me, baby, once upon a time, you said if I would be yours, honey, you would sure be mine. But that's all right. I know you're in love with another fella, baby, but that's all right. Well, every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. You told me, baby, that your love for me was strong. I woke up this morning, found everything I had in this big round world was gone, but that's all right. Yeah, I know you're in love with another man, baby, but that's all right. Well, every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. Thank you. Tell me, baby, honey, what's getting wrong with you? You don't treat me nothing, mama, honey, like you used to do. But that's all right. I know you're in love with another man, baby, but that's all right. Well, every now and then I wonder, baby, who's loving you tonight? Yeah. Now, let's see. Let's go back around that same time to a Muddy Waters song, Blow Wind, Blow. This morning, didn't have my baby by my side. Well, when the sun rose up this morning, yeah, I didn't have my baby by my side. You know I try so hard just to keep my woman satisfied. Well, don't the moon look lonesome, shining down behind the tree? Don't that moon look lonesome, shining down behind the tree? Don't your house look empty when she packs her bags to leave? Blow wind, blow wind. Blow wind, blow wind, blow my baby back to me. You know if I don't soon find her, I'm gonna be in misery. Shining down behind the trees. Yeah, don't that moon look lonesome? Shining down behind the trees. Well, don't your house look empty when she packs her bag to leave? I said bye-bye. goodbye, goodbye, baby. That's all I've left to say. You went and lost your good thing, honey. Go on, baby, and have your way.
Welcome to Cabaret. For those of you who are tuning in late tonight, we have the fabulous Tad Robinson here tonight, and those tunes were great.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, it's always it makes sense for a musician to sometimes come back to his or her roots, you know, and so many of us came up listening to, you know, our heroes who made so many great blues records. And I don't really call myself a blues musician, but I've always really been moved by that music, and that's the door that we enter the room from. And then what we do when we get in the room is maybe a distant cousin to the old school blues. But, you know, so on a typical show of mine, you know, I'm going to do soul, and I'm going to do some rock and roll, and I'm going to do things that spoke to me, but we're rooted in the old blues. So thank you for the opportunity to go back and do, and with Bob Pellegrino here on guitar, you know, it's really neat to rediscover those old tunes.
And that, was that indicative of your early career too?
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Chicago back when I first started, you know, when I got the blues itch. And so I heard, you know, some of the great musicians back in that were still there in Chicago when I got there, like in the 80s. There was Otis Rush and, of course, Buddy Guy, Lavelle White, Chico Chisholm, Huckleberry Hound, Dave Spector, Louis Myers, Sammy Lawhorn. Did I say Junior Wells? You know, so
wow,
so many of the greats. So they were still, you know, lively in the club scene when I arrived in Chicago for the express purpose of kind of getting immersed in that music. And that, so, you know, it was an accident of my, you know, or a coincidence of my age that when I was there, there were still a lot of great players where you could learn traditional blues because you're there and you're listening. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that come up today, you know, I guess they can go back to YouTube or something, but they, there's not as many of the kind of Mount Rushmore figures of Chicago blues still around to learn from, you know, to be at a club where, you know, you can put your feet from your place in the audience, you can almost reach the stage. You know, back in the day, you could do that, right?
Whoa.
So it's, you know, that was good for me to be a person interested in blues and to go there during the 80s when some of the people were still there and really playing old traditional stuff that I really like.
Wow, that's a pretty awesome experience. And now you have a new record out. It came out April 21st, Day and Tonight. And
It's my fourth record on a great indie label called Severn. Severn Records is one of the labels around. There are several of them that are championing the cause of keeping soul music, blues music kind of alive, and they've taken it on, you know, to still make records that, you know, they're not in the pop mainstream. So these are records that it's a labor of love to make,
mm-hmm.
but there is that great niche market out there that still loves blues and jazz and soul and things like that. And so this is my fourth record for Severn, and they're in the Maryland area. Severn's out of Annapolis. And we have a great team that I've been able to make records with because of my producer out there who's really put me with some great people, and it's been a great opportunity for me.
What's it like when you come into Severn? Do you have everything all mapped out, what you want to do, or do you rely on your producer to kind of do some of it for you?
Well, it's a real team effort. It's a real collaboration. They have my producer, David Earle, is a very good record man. He's real knowledgeable. He's a very good musician in his own right. So he brings that. But the answer to your question is I bring some songs. Some of the other cats in the band bring some songs. David Earle, my producer, might have some ideas for a direction he wants to push me into. And he gives us ample time in the studio because he owns the facility, so we can be there for a week or two messing around with ideas until we come up with some things that we think are worthy of making it out on a record. So we've done a lot of co-writing with that team. A lot of the tunes are the guys that I work with at Severin. It's kind of like a house band, mm-hmm. almost like making records the way Stax or High Records back in the day, or Motown kind of, where there's a session band, and then
oh, cool.
they have ideas of what songs would fit a certain voice. And so on my session, you know, they might bring some interesting tunes for me to sink my teeth into. So, yeah, it's kind of old school in that respect, where they have a house band. And the house band is great, you know, great guys. Some of them have been on the road with me quite a bit, too. Steve Gomes, the bass player, is a great writing partner and has written a lot of great songs. Rob Stupka, the drummer, he was on The Million Seller Lie to Me by Johnny Lang, but he also had roots with Luther Allison for 20 years and played with everybody. And then Kevin Anker, my keyboard player, is on there. So, and then Alex Schultz on guitar, or Johnny Moeller, or, well, Anson Funderburg plays a track on my recent disc, and I'm excited about having him involved. So that was fun.
And didn't you record part of this somewhere else, too, from what I read?
Well, actually, this record,
is all
the new
album?
One, Day and Tonight, is all on Severin. It was all in their studio, but it was over two different sessions. We did a session, and then we came back about a year later and did another session. So it was all there, but it was in two installments, so to speak.
How do you know when a record's really right for you? When it's ready to go, ready to be released?
Well, I think that is a decision that, you know, more of my producer makes. Like, he's the one in the end that says, you know what, that song that you did the other day that you really liked, it didn't make the cut. You know, because that's what you want in a producer. You want someone who is not a yes man. You want someone who makes you grow and pushes you, you know, to the point where maybe they know something about you. Any singer likes to be, you know, they like their comfort zone, but they also like to be pushed. And so working with people like this, I always feel like I'm the worst musician in the studio because I'm with such heavyweights. So I can't help but learn from what they're doing. And so when they say, hey, man, this is a good direction for you, I generally give them the benefit of the doubt, you know. So when do I know it's done? When the team are sitting around nodding and they're tapping their foot and it sounds good to them, you know, it's probably pretty good.
So the whole committee pretty much makes that decision, yeah.
The committee, I like that. That's the way, yeah. That's when we know we're ready.
Well, I've heard parts of this record because a friend of mine has this, and so I was borrowing his copy. So.
Oh, well, we got to get you one, Dan. We got to get this radio station up to speed on my latest, and I appreciate the opportunity to come in here. And you know, those are the guys that are on the record. And then the band that I'm working with here in Colorado for the week is also stellar, and I have great players backing me. You know, a lot of lay people don't know that musicians they have busy schedules, and they work with a lot of different people.
And they have to learn a lot of material.
Exactly. So I'm working with Mike Ray, the drummer here in Colorado. I'm working with Kenan Shaw on bass, Bob Pellegrino on guitar, and also John Woodhead on guitar. So it'll be a great week for me to, you know, work with some really good musicians. As I said, I like it when musicians bring their own flavor and their own signature things to the stew, because yeah. Music has to evolve, and it has, you know, what we do on stage one night, it comes and it goes, and you know, that was that performance. So I cherish each one and all the different musicians I get to work with.
So you must be a pretty comfortable band leader to take a bunch of people that you've known from different places, but put them mm-hmm. all together and mm-hmm. have the confidence to go on stage and perform.
The confidence comes from the being networked in with players who are, you know, good players. I mean, that's where you get the comfort level. So, my songs, they're not rocket science. You know, I always think, you know, people say, oh, it must be hard to just play with different people, you know, like what you're saying, and it is, and it's a challenge, and yet they're soul tunes, they're R&B, they're blues, mm-hmm. and so if a musician is out there doing this, they work with a lot of singers. Any musician you know on a bandstand, they could give you a long shopping list of singers they backed, mm-hmm. so I'm just one more singer to them, and they learn my rep. That's the thing that I love about working with different cats, hearing what they bring to it, you know, that's fun for me.
Very, very good, very good. So what are we going to hear next?
Let me do a tune from the new record. This is a tune that we co-wrote, and we're just going to do a stripped-down version on the record. It's a little bigger production. It's called Blue Yesterday. The song goes something like this. drive from the blue side of town. Sad song playing as I slowly drove around. And I found my way again to used to be road, to where I left it all, body and soul. I said, Carmen, can't you hear me crying? Wasn't meant to be this way. I said, Carmen, looks like you made out just fine, but I'm still here, yeah, in blue yesterday. I once called myself slick. I had a woman over there. Thought I was a big time loving man, carrying out a backstreet affair. But I once had it all on used to be road. I was living the good life. Now I've got nothing, I've got nothing to show. Carmen, can't you hear me crying? Wasn't meant to be this way. I said, Carmen, looks like you made out just fine. I'm still here, oh yeah, in blue yesterday. Now that old neighborhood, it's a little worse for the wear. There's still that something in the air. Could it be that it was so long ago that we were falling in love on used to be road? And I said, Carmen, can't you hear me cry? Wasn't meant to be this way. I said, Carmen, looks like you made out just fine, but I'm still here, oh yeah, in blue yesterday. I'm still hurting, baby, I know you forgot about me, but I'm still waiting, darling, yeah. In blue yesterday, yeah. Oh yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Wonderful song.
Thanks a lot.
Great guitar work, Bob. Always been a fan of yours as well, so. Earlier you were saying that, you know, since you play with all kinds of different players, that you love what they bring and mm-hmm. different people bring mm-hmm. different things. Do you ever feel like this causes your music to evolve, or your, maybe the delivery of a song or a performance of a song, that it changes to where it's some noticeably different than when you started out?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, the beauty of it, what different people bring, and the music evolves, and that's important, I think. For blues music as a whole, I mean, like I said, blues, you know, some people get hung up on traditional blues versus modern versus, you know, what we do, a lot of things, a lot of people call soul blues. As I mentioned, Severn is a label that is interested in the vocal side of the blues world. A lot of people are more into the guitar slingers, you know. Oh. We always joke and say, it's the, you know, the nightclub circuit is the guitar player's world. We just live and work here, you know. But you know, and that's true. I mean, look, some of the greatest artists of all time in the blues were guitar players. But the Severn is interested in songs and kind of presenting new material. So it's important to us that the music continues to evolve. We're not into really a retro thing, trying to recreate blues that, you know, from the 1940s or 50s. And I love guys who do that, you know, and gals who are really into creating that old time sound. Mm-hmm. But I don't think my label that I'm working with now gets hung up on that. We're more into, you know, this is blues for the 21st century and soul. So the music has to keep moving and the music has to evolve. I think people expect that and want that. And like you say, the songs themselves can be shape-shifting as we approach them and play them from night to night.
Yeah, I can see that after a while, after you've heard so many traditional songs, and you want to be able to see it move on, you know, and you can kind of see where we were once were, maybe in the 40s or whatever, and then 20s mm-hmm. and stuff, mm-hmm. and you can see where people are now, and it is nice to go back, but it's also nice to kind of live in the moment and be contemporary.
Yeah, I mean, I always look at it like, I take the Baskin-Robbins approach to music. I think people don't want just two flavors. Like, people that come to a blues club want to hear what the guys there are doing. What do they have to offer the music?
Right.
You know, they want to hear 50 flavors. They, you know, and so there's room in this great scene for new people coming up, and there's room for the people who have been doing it for a long time, because people are open-minded and want to hear different flavors, mm-hmm. that, you know, so that's why the blues scene has been so supportive over the years, and we're lucky to play this traditional music and yet put our own stamp on it, and that's why, you know, we play. I mean, I've played in about 20 countries and three continents over the last 10-15 years, and
wonderful.
You know, because blues is an ongoing, engaging music, and people all over the world can relate to it. Yes, it's music that talks about problems and that comes from hurt and comes from pain, but ultimately people are moved by it, I think, because of the flip side of that, that there's something hopeful and uplifting in the music as well.
Good.
So I'm drawn to tunes that have both sides of the coin, you know, and I think people all around the world, if they're not struggling today, they can relate, because maybe one day they were struggling at
That's
the
right.
you know. So,
and yeah, the songs, I like that last one. It's uplifting, you know. It offers some rays of optimism and some hope, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that tune is, you know, it's a nostalgic song. A singer is, you know, thinking about, you know, what happened back, you know, back in another time. But, you know, it's a bittersweet kind of song.
Sure.
You know, but there are a lot of tunes on the new record that have that kind of soulful flavor, I think.
And it's nice to, and I'm not trying to slam blues as a genre, but, you know, sometimes I've had enough ABAB lyrics, you know, and it's nice to have just lyrics and verses and choruses, you know. And
yeah, we, you know, I think one of the hardest things in the world is to write a great blues tune, because it is it's a form that you have to work. You're constrained by the 12-bar AAB structure of a blues. It's like writing a haiku. And I think it's one, you know, probably one of the hardest things in the world to do. And but it leads sometimes to cliches.
Mm-hmm.
So people are drawn to it because they go, oh, this is simple music. It even has a blues scale that I can learn. Now I'm a blues musician. You know what I mean? So there's some misconceptions about how difficult simplicity is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a great fan of the old blues songs that, you know, are genius, you know, pieces of art.
That's true.
But a lot of people do, yeah, I think they fall into the trap of thinking it's a very simple music and that anyone can play it who's, you know, taken guitar lessons for 3 weeks, now they're ready to form a blues band. You know, I that's where I kind of beg to differ. But I love the blues, but I feel like I'm also bringing my own story.
Yeah.
And that's why I a lot of the songs that we do have different chord structures. They owe more to gospel and soul forms than they do to the strict Chicago blues. Although there is one blues on my new record that is a straight up stone funky blues, and it's called While You Were Gone.
While You Were Gone.
I gave you the time
and that wasn't all. That's when a stranger became my lover. Why you gone? Why you gone? Ain't it funny how things happen right on time? A bumpy circumstance can lay it all on the line. And this fine woman from apartment C, she came by and smoothed it out.
While You Were Gone. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, like, so some, you know, we do go back and do this old blues too, but there's all so many different ways of approaching a blues, you know.
Wonderful, wonderful. What are we going to hear next, Ted?
Let's do one more live tune here.
Since
I have these old raggedy harmonicas with me.
We're listening to Tad Robinson tonight on Cabaret.
This is a little thing I wrote called Gambling Blues.
It's wonderful.
C. If you go to Vegas, please tell my money hello for me. said, if you go to Vegas, please tell my money hello for me. Cause I lost it all at the casino, and I'm just as broke as a man can be. I played it all on a number. It was 27 red. I lost it all on a number, yeah. It was 27 red. It was just like betting on a woman who has eyes for your best friend instead. When you're down and out, nobody knows your name. You can't buy yourself no good clothes, man, cause your credit's down the drain. You hear that ticking clock up on the wall. All your good buddies you once had, they don't come around at all. If you go to Vegas, I know you think your ship is coming in. Yeah, but you just be chasing rainbows, and the house is gonna do you in. Vegas, be careful what you do. If you go to Vegas, be careful what you do. You might think that you're a winner just like I did, but odds are bad luck's gonna find you too.
Listening to Tad Robbins tonight on Cabaret, a special treat for us, and Bob Pellegrino on guitar. And Tad, it's really amazing, you know, all my perceptions I've had of you and your music and everything I read, you know, everything focuses on your vocals, but you're quite an enjoyable harmonica player.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I'm living in a time where there are so many great harmonica players, and I think one of the hardest things is to create your own personality on the harmonica, and I've always felt it was easier as a singer to, you know, find my little niche. And, you know, year after year after year after playing since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, you know, I'm trying to learn. I'm still growing on harmonica, and, you know, as every musician, I think, you know, is still growing, you know, on their in their music. And I love hearing the great players. You know, another little plug for Severn, my label, about a year ago they had on the label, and they still do have Kim Wilson, Sugar Ray Norcia, Daryl Newlish, Steve Geiger, Mark Winter and the Nighthawks. Mark Winter's on there. I know I'm forgetting a real luminary, but You know, it's a
it's not
so.
Jason Ritchie, is it?
No, it's not. But I say that they champion singers at Severn, but
yeah.
We also have a good stable of harp blowers. You know,
wonderful.
So you know, there's a lot to a lot of great stuff to hear. And here in Colorado, I mean, gosh, there's some of the greatest, you know, blues music here. It's interesting. Every little part of the country has their own little flavor, the way they approach blues, and that's the other thing you can learn as you're out here from. Oh, that's the way you guys do that, you know, and I'll take that with me home and have something to show for my trip, you know.
Is there anything you can articulate on what they do, what we do out here, or what the musicians do out here in Colorado? Is there anything that, any particular characteristics?
I don't know. I would just say it's earthy, and it's, you know, it's something about the way the music here is approached. I mean, they're real traditionalists, but there's also just real earthy players that, you know, really playing it's blues based, but it's not so, you know, strict, you know, like the Blues Police are going to come and give you a citation.
Purist.
You know,
we're not saluting Chicago every song.
it's just cool to hear all the different people.
Yeah, it is a strong contingent, and over the years Colorado bands have done very well at the IBCs at different levels.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So I was thinking to give the folks a flavor of the, more of the disc, of the new one that they might hear, you know, we're going to be doing some material from the, from my new record. So,
Day and Tonight.
Yes. Just, from the new record Day and Tonight.
Just get the word out there.
Yeah. I'd like to play the track, that Anson plays guitar on. It's called,
Soul Lover.
No, it's the third one.
Lonely Talking.
Lonely Talking.
On Day and Tonight by Tad Robinson.
My plan to end up alone with you. Nature got the best of us. What's a man gonna do? I played the confidant 400 times, but between dusk and dawn we crossed the friendship line. Might feel like love, but it's just long talking. It got so good to us, but it's just lonely talking. Might feel like love, but it's just lonely talking. Oh, it got so good to us, but it's just lonely talking. I never wanted to take your man's place, but baby, I got no regrets for the loving that we made. Can't go no further now, but can't come back from where we've been. This heavy situation, another no win. Might feel like love, but it's just lonely talking. It got so good to us, but it's just lonely talking. Might feel like love, but it's just lonely talking. It got so good to us, but it was lonely talking. Now when you see me out on the street, girl, and I'm mixing in with the crowd, don't be afraid, baby, to call my name out loud. Between you and me, there should be an understanding. Even when we want to keep on pretending, might feel like love, but it's just lonely talking. It gets so good to us, but it's just lonely talking. Might feel like love, but it's just lonely talking. Oh, it
so good to us, but it was lonely talking, that's all it is, between you and me. You're feeling real? Yeah. That's all it is. When we get together on time. Yeah. 'Cause it's just lonely talking, lonely talking, lonely talking. That's all it is.
You just heard Lonely Talking from the new record by Tad Robinson, Day and Tonight. And want to tell you where Tad is playing this week. You got to get out and see him because it doesn't happen too often where Tad gets to come to Colorado. We'll be playing on Tuesday, tomorrow night, July 28th at Niecy's in Lafayette.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. That's our first show of the little creep. The five-day creep. That's what we call it in the blues world.
Okay. Wednesday, downtown Denver.
Yes, my favorite place, we call it, it's called Lanny's Clock Tower Cabaret. And Lanny's, Lanny has been great to us over the years. I've been there three or four times now. And I'm so happy she welcomed us back. And it's a really nice hang at that club. So come say hi at Lanny's Wednesday.
It's a classy place, and I love the
decor.
She's
a classy lady, too.
She's wonderful. Winter Park and Hideaway Park and downtown Winter Park on Thursday night.
Family-friendly event. We'll be out there. People can come and picnic and just enjoy a beautiful evening. And also, we'll be laying down some soul and blues.
Wonderful park, the way the hill is sloped. It can accommodate many, many people.
Cool.
Friday, Tap and Handle in Fort Collins.
Sweet. In the little beer garden or, you know, outside on the patio. So another nice spot.
Saturday, you're back in Denver on the west side, Ziggy's on 38th.
Looking forward to it. That'll be the weekend. So by then, the party will be happening.
We'll be jamming. And Sunday is a house concert in Winter Park.
Yep. And I'd like to thank Mike Ray for putting this all together. Great drummer and a great friend. And
yay, Michael.
Just
he worked hard.
It's going to be a fun week. And again, Ken and Shaw on bass this week with me. Great musician. He came up from New Orleans to do some shows and very gifted. And in-demand bass player. We're very happy that he's here. And again, Bob Pellegrino was with me here in the studio, and people know him from work around here and from just the blues scene in general. And
absolutely.
John Woodhead, another great guitar player, will be joining us too this week. So I'm thrilled to have him.
Sounds like quite a lineup. So get out and out and see Tad Robinson and his fantastic band before they go back.
Dan, thank you so much for inviting me here. And I had a great time talking with you, and thanks for the hospitality. And good to meet you and chat.
We'll do this again sometime.
Great.
Are you going to hear another tune from Tad, Lead Me On? And for more information about Tad, check out www.tadrobinson.com.
Unfriendly land. Here's my hand. Here is my hand. I want you to take it, baby, and I'll follow you. Let me walk. I want to walk right by your side. Let your love, God. it, baby, and I follow you. Tingling.
And that was Cabaret. It's about a minute before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Please stay tuned for Corriente after this programming announcement.
This Monday, August 3rd, KGNU's primetime LGBT-themed show, Outsources, celebrates the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Join us as we explore the relationship between the ADA and LGBT rights. We'll talk with Amelia Dickerson, a woman who has been engaged with issues related to disabilities as a blind woman and also as an observer and a writer on the impact of disabilities in everyday life. Monday night at 6:30 on Outsources, or anytime at kgnu.org/outsources.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.
Saludo para todos los indios del mundo, de su compañero Andrés Contreras, el juglar de los caminos, desde Mexicali, Baja California, norte, puro Cayanilla, sí señor. Señores, quiero contarles lo que en México pasó. Un grande acontecimiento que la historia registró. Llegaron los zapatistas al Distrito Federal, algo que los mexicanos nunca vamos a olvidar. Del sureste de la montaña la comitiva salió, todos con pasamontañas Marcos los acompañó. Cruzando varios estados del terreno nacional, llegaron encapuchados al Distrito Federal. El subcomandante Marcos llevaba la comisión de llegar el mes de marzo al Congreso de la Unión. Me conmovió hasta las lágrimas, señores, el amor cristiano del obispo de Catepec, Onésimo Cepeda, pidiendo la muerte para todos los zapatistas, lo mismo que el cristianísimo gobernador de Querétaro. Sin olvidar a Juan Sandoval Íñiguez, otro ensotanado nefasto de allá de Jalisco. Gente de varios estados se integró a la comitiva, también de varios países, todos muy entusiasmados. Toda la gente a las calles emocionada salió, gritando Zapata vive, el pueblo lo recibió. Llegó el comandante Marcos, también su estado mayor. El gobierno y sus voceros no salían de su estupor. Ya con esta me despido, solo les vine a cantar. Zapatistas, bienvenidos al Distrito Federal. Ya con esta me despido, solo les vine a cantar. Zapatistas, bienvenidos al Distrito Federal. Ya con esta me despido, solo les vine a cantar. Zapatistas, bienvenidos al Distrito Federal. Ya con esta me despido, solo les vine a cantar. Zapatistas, bienvenidos al Distrito Federal.
Es triste la vida en el ejército, muy triste, tanto que para sobrellevarla es menester la droga, el alcohol, el amor comprado, la falsa gallardía, la farsa del honor militar que se derrumba ante los escándalos de los narcomilitares. En el ejército, las órdenes se cumplen, no se discuten, vengan como vengan. Si te ordenan denigrar el uniforme y los símbolos patrios efectuando matanzas de seres indefensos, como en Tlatelolco, Acteal, Aguas Blancas, El Charco, El Bosque, tienes que obedecer aunque todo tu ser se rebele. Ello no quiere decir que todo el ejército sea indigno. Hay mucha gente de nobles principios y patriotismo, pero tienen que vivir al filo de la navaja su vida castrense, callando, aguantando la suciedad moral de los altos mandos. Cuando buscan un cambio que ennoblezca al ejército, o los matan o los meten en prisión. Tal es el caso del teniente coronel Basilio y sus seguidores del Comando Patriótico de Concientización del Pueblo, o el de mi amigo, ¿qué amigo?